For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The cooler hums at the farm building where Ed Curry stores some of the many pepper varieties he grows in Fort Mill. But this storeroom is the only thing cool about his top-of-the-line pepper, the Carolina Reaper. It has been officially named the hottest pepper in the world. Peppers are measured by Scoville heat units, which determine how many units of liquid it would take to neutralize a pepper's heat. Curry compared his pepper to some common hot peppers.
They figured out, like for a jalapeno, 3,000 units of water would dilute a jalapeno to nothing, okay? 10,000 would dilute a cayenne to nothing. With the Carolina Reaper, it's about 1.6 million units would dilute it to nothing.
Curry grows 168 different peppers to market and even more varieties for seed stock. He enjoys breeding peppers and said the Carolina Reaper was developed around 2004 as a happy accident from this breeding.
And the first time we measured it, the first reading we got was 1.275 million Scoville, which at the time was the hottest thing in the world. It was hotter than what Guinness had.
Curry knew he was onto something. Over 4 years, he convinced the Guinness record people to change the way they awarded heat measurements to a more professional standard. He explained part of the standard.
You have to have a stable plant. That plant has to be certified by a geneticist and a botanist, and there has to be 3 years worth of data on that plant. So between 2009 and 2012, we got the process down. And then in 2013, they awarded us the Guinness World Record.
Not only does Curry grow the world's hottest pepper, but he's America's largest grower of super hot peppers. They have many uses, he said.
We make pepper mash with it. We make powder. We sell them fresh and frozen. We supply 8 different segments of industry with them. And the applications range anywhere from food. The paint industry uses it. Medical industry uses it. All over the globe, the defense industry.
Used in paint, the pepper even keeps barnacles from growing on ships. But for human consumption, Curry said a taste for the Carolina Reaper must be acquired, or dire, though temporary, consequences could result.
When you eat it, you're like, wow, that tastes really good. And it takes literally about 2 seconds before you go, oh no, what did I do?
Doug Francis is the retail manager of Curry's Fort Mill store, where the Reaper and a variety of sauces are sold. He said eating a Reaper is not for the weak, and described the effect of eating the pepper.
First, you get the mouth burn. Hit the back of your throat like you just swallowed some lava, and then a gut punch. Blam, slam, like somebody's inside your gut trying to beat his way out. It can be pretty painful. Not can be. It is pretty painful.
The burning pepper causes running eyes and nose, coughing, sometimes nausea, but no lasting impacts, Curry said. Francis gave some advice to help speed recovery from the Reaper's effects.
There's a lot of people whose advice is drink milk. You want to follow it with citrus. Citrus will do you better than milk will. I follow mine with raw pineapple, and it's great.
While Curry does produce several pepper products for sale to the public and industry, he's leery of becoming too diverse too fast.
I'd rather hit home runs with a few people than try to supply a lot, so we grow to scale. A lot of people don't understand that concept, but I want a sustainable business that my kids can take over, not something that's going to be a flash in the pan.
Curry said he expects someone to try to beat his world record, but he has an even hotter pepper ready and waiting to stave off any challengers. This report also can be heard at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.